Well, as I mentioned, Connor Watson, he's ready to become Newcastle's version of Cam Murray and possibly Victor Radley. That was the headline I saw during the week in the sporting pages. He joins us on the phone. Good morning, Connor.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Mate, really appreciate you joining us. Obviously, the squad for the Nines announced, and you're not going to be heading over to Perth. So how's it all been planning? Has it been the main focus on Nines, or have you been sort of looking at the season ahead the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going over. It's a bit of a bummer, you know. It's such a great tournament. It's so much fun and a good way to sort of start the year. But, yeah, just because of, I guess, being in the All-Stars team, and then that's the same with Kalen. They just didn't want to put too much footy on us at the start of the year. So, and obviously with Pierce, you know, they didn't want to risk any injury there. But that's why sort of a few of us aren't playing. They just don't want to get too much load this early in the year.
You must be excited about being a part of the All-Stars for the first time, Connor. I know that you're a very proud Indigenous man, and we get a lot of text messages about, you know, while players, they wouldn't take this game seriously and it doesn't mean anything. Can you give an indication to our listeners what it actually means for you to be a part of this game?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah, I'm absolutely stoked to be part of it. Ever since I've been a kid, I played in the under-16s Koori side as like a... the pre-game one in 2012, I think it was. And ever since then, you know, I've wanted to be part of it. I think it's just a big week, you know, in regards to just, you know, doing it for my culture and just representing my family, which is massive for me. And I think it's, you know, a big eye-opener into the culture and just showing everyone what, Indigenous people are about.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing that game on the 22nd of February up there at Cbus Stadium. You can still get tickets. So if you want to be a part of that and go and watch a great game of rugby league to kickstart the season, make sure you go online and grab yourself some tickets. But you're missing the Nines to be a part of that All-Stars game. Where have you been training in the off-season? Because we know Connor Watson can play. He can play at hooker. He can play in the halves. He can play at fullback. Where would you like to play, and where realistically do you expect to play this year for the Knights?
I think where I'd like to play, probably going off last year, I think I'd probably play my best footy at nine. It just allowed me to play my natural game and, you know, run when the chance was there, or if not, you know, pass the ball to sort of the shape that we have set. I've been training all over the shop, to be honest. A bit there, a bit of 13, doing a little bit there, which has been a bit interesting. Sort of playing it like a hybrid role, I guess, like support, like a fullback, and ball play like a 5'8", but then also, you know, running is a strength of mine. So I've got a sort of carry there where I can, you know, carry like a lock. But I've trained there in the halves. I think, like, in the past, I've looked at as my versatility as probably a... not, like, I've sort of hated it a little bit,
yep,
because I've moved around so much and haven't really been able to find a spot. But I think I've just changed my perspective on that. You know, if I can help a team out, all these different positions is a good thing. So, I just sort of looking forward to playing wherever I get put. And biggest thing for me anyway is just I want to win games and, win a premiership here at Newcastle, the club that I've always supported. So, anything I can do to help do that is what I'm going to do.
You've got a new coach in Adam O'Brien, and he's come through some pretty good systems under Craig Bellamy and Trent Robinson. What's he been like, and what will he bring to this Newcastle organisation that will make you have success?
Yeah, Adam's been awesome. You know, he's come up here with obviously a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of success. So it's... it's been really good to see. He's brought up a great coaching staff too. Obviously, you know, the likes of Willie Peters, Dave Ferner, Eric Smith, these guys sort of, and then, you know, Josh Jason still here, Scotty Duro still here. So we've got a great depth of coaching staff as well, which has been good. But I think the biggest thing he's sort of just brought up is just the defensive mindset. You know, we... went in and out of games last year, and I think we've always had points in us, but it's just been our ability to sort of stop momentum and stop teams from, I guess, rolling through us and, just being able to turn momentum back. So yeah, training's sort of been focused on that.
What about in regards to Newcastle? Are you feeling any pressure at all? Because it's a very proud rugby league town, mate, and if there's no success up there, they'll come after you in a way.
Yeah, you're right. I think I was actually talking to someone about this the other day. It was probably more hype around us last year, to be honest, with all the new faces that we had coming in. Obviously, you know, David Clemmer, Timmy Glasby, all these sort of guys. And I feel like we didn't live up to our expectations last year. And I don't feel like there's sort of as much on us this year. But I think, yeah, I think we'll go a lot better than we did last year and we'll definitely be a more consistent footy side.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? To be more consistent with your performances because you played patches last year where you were good and then you played at times where it just wasn't happening for you and then there, you know, the rumblings about the coach, will he be there or will he won't? And then you sort of just lost track of your whole season. But if everyone can be focused, you've certainly got the talent in that squad. You mentioned Kalyn Ponga. I think you live with Kalyn, don't you?
Yeah, we've lived together.
Yeah. So, how's that going to go next week when you're lining up against him?
I already told him I'm going to take his head off. So.
Put one on his chin.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
Sure you do it early. We can take him out. But, I mean, to play with someone like Kalyn, you get obviously the best seat in the house when you're watching him play. How's he been in the off-season? Of course, he had some soft tissue injuries last year, wasn't as consistent as we know he can be. What makes him so good and how's he looking for the season ahead?
Yeah, he's looking good. He's been training great. He's in probably the best shape he's been for since I've known him. So I think it's probably the biggest thing I've noticed this year. I guess training's been so hard, so everyone's looking as good as they have. But I think biggest thing for Kalyn, like you said, is just and it's the same with everyone here, consistency. We're great as a team as front runners, but it's normally when a team scores first against us or you know, we sort of face a bit of adversity where we sort of struggle. So I think the biggest thing for everyone is just to sort of find that steely mindset and just to be able to stay in games when it gets tough. And yeah, because we've seen it last year. When we get in front and we get off to a good lead, we're hard to stop. But it's just when things go the other way where we sort of had issues. So, yeah, I think that's for everyone.
Yeah, resilience is a good thing to have in a game of rugby league. How do you train for resilience?
I think it's just, pre-season does it, you know, like just big, long days, a lot of running. And then one thing sort of noticed this year is like we'll go from, say, a fitness drill, but straight into 13 on 13 opposed stuff where you don't actually get any time to get a water break or anything like that. And, you know, that's when it's toughest. And that's when you just got to turn up for your mates. So I think that's the biggest thing is just being put in those high pressure situations at training over and over again. And then eventually when you get into the game, you've been in those situations before. So it's not something uncommon to you.
Well, what's for the biggest difference between this pre-season and last pre-season?
I think it's probably the biggest difference between every pre-season I've done and this one, to be honest. This would be the hardest one that I've done, even in my time at the Roosters. But I think it's just every day we've sort of been, the intensity's been really high, where in sort of previous years, you know, it'd be like three really intense days and then sort of like so two recovery days. But here, every day has been intense so far. So it's been a bit of a challenge, to be honest, sort of trying to be consistent day in, day out. And I think he's probably done that for a reason when he's looked at how we've played in the last few years, where we have lacked consistency. I think making us train at that high intensity every day is going to help us be consistent football side.
I mentioned before, Adams O'Brien, the coach, has come out of the Melbourne system and, of course, the Roosters system. And they're Craig Bellamy and Trent Robinson are the two most successful coaches, two of the most successful coaches in the game. But he spent the last couple of years under Trent Robinson. And, of course, you were coached by Trent. Is there any similarities between Adam and Trent?
Yeah, I think so. I think probably the intensity in the way they coach and I guess just their upfront sort of honesty. I'll tell you how it is. They'll tell you what you need to hear. They're not afraid to sort of, you know, hurt your feelings a bit if they have to. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think just the details. Adam's very detailed on everything he does, and exactly like Robbo, you know, they're both defensive big coaches. And, yeah, it's been really impressive so far.
Mate, we really appreciate your time. We've got some cheeky listeners. One of them just texted and said, mate, how's it always feel being the photographer when you go out with Kaelin for a feed up there in Newcastle? They'd all be wanting to get a photo with him, and you'd be there on the iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just his, like, agent. You know, walk around taking photos for him.
Do you get a commish?
Yeah, that's a good cash here. Oh, mate. I love his rent.
Mate, we'll talk to you, no doubt, through the year. A lot of Newcastle fans listen to this program, and I reckon they'll be up and about after what you said. It could be some good things for the red and blue. We'll talk to you through the year. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks for having me, guys. See you later.